You know, no matter how hard we strive to do better, we don't get it right all the time. We don't. We blow it. We make mistakes. You know, my prayer for my sons now are, God, let them take the things that were of you and build on them. And anything that wasn't of you, don't let them carry it. I mean, we raised our three sons and my brother. And three of them are now, my brother and Sean and Alan are now fathers. And I watch their interaction with their children, and I see what kind of father they are. And I got to tell y'all, that, thank you, Mary. Well done. Well done. The part that I was striving the most to impact their life with is bearing fruit. My sons and my brother are incredible fathers to their children. My brother, who Cindy and I took in when we were 14, I was going, wow, Father Scott, woo! Recalculate. That's good. My brother, whom when he was 14, Cindy and I took and raised through college, he came here to JU. He has now just opened up his home to two nieces, 14 and 17. Huh? And loving them like he is their, like they are his. Embracing them, bringing them into the home. And he goes, I was talking to him and I was just encouraging. I said, Chris, this is an incredible thing that you're doing. And he goes, Scott, you're telling me? What else can I do? He goes, this is the way you raised me. That's very touching. My son Sean and Tiffany, for over 3 years, have had her three nephews live with them. They're not with them now, but their parents were going through a rough patch, and the kids needed a place that was stable, and Sean and Tiffany opened their doors and brought them in. That was because something we did right stuck. Okay? Now, I see things in all three of my sons that I want to just yank a knot in their head for. And it's generally because I see something I sowed in them that I didn't want to. That's the truth of it. That's what rises up in me is, God, that's my fault. Something I struggled with is now something they struggle with, and I wish they could get over it, and they can't get over it. And I know it ultimately it comes down to me. So today what I want to leave you with is, have you allowed, has your relationship with your Heavenly Father, has it been, has it been influenced, either good or bad, by the relationship with your earthly father? Not only you can answer that. I can't answer it for you. I can only answer it for me. Has it been influenced by your relationship with your earthly father? Do a quick compare and contrast. Just do a quick calculation. calculate the attributes of your heavenly Father and then compare them with the attributes of your earthly father. If you're a father, compare them to the attributes of you as a father. You see, I have been able to find a place of understanding, better understanding of my father, the more I understood me as a father. Doesn't mean I still get everything, but it does mean that I do understand things at this point in life better than I did as a four-year-old. I have had to recalculate my feelings. I've had to recalculate my judgments and my opinions and recalculate them under the direction and the knowledge that I have now. How do we recalculate? How do we take an inventory of where we are and make a recalculation to where we need to be? It's really simple. I believe somewhere in Scripture it says, by the washing and the renewing of your mind by the Word of God. That's how we recalculate. That's how we get a new perspective, especially as it relates to our relationship with our Father and our relationship as a Father. You see, that's what it's all about. That's who I'm talking about today. I'm really talking to all the fathers in the place. Because it's never too late to recalculate. Ooh, that even rhymes. It's never too late to recalculate that you have veered off of course and make a course change so you'll get back in the right direction. It's never too late. It was never too late for the son to say, I'm going back to my dad. Because as we see, it was never too late for the dad to run to him and embrace him and call for a feast. It's never too late. We can change the direction that we're on. We can change the course of what's going on around us. If we cling to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God to renew us and refresh us and put us back on course. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.